CJMQ, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I have Melanie Cutting in the booth, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel, so welcome, Melanie.
Oh, thank you. Always a treat to come in and talk about one of my favorite pastimes, which is seeing movies and going to the movies and eating popcorn at the movies.
That's great.
All that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, sometimes I don't see a movie, but in fact, this week I did, yesterday. Indeed, I went to see... actually, the one movie that's playing locally, which I hadn't seen, and it's brand new and getting lots and lots and lots of buzz. And of course, what I'm talking about is the Avengers Infinity War, which is part of the, I think they call it the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because there are so many movies out there with the featuring Marvel characters, of which there are just a huge number. And most of them, in fact, were in this movie. I'll just give you a quick... I had to look it up because I couldn't keep track of how many characters, how many superheroes there were. There were just tons of them. So I said, I better look this one up. So I did. I can just quickly look down here. Okay, so in terms of the cast and characters, you have Iron Man, who not all of the superheroes have the same amount to do in the movie. Some have more tasks, more action, and there's at least one who kind of gets offed pretty early on, but there are so many of them, it just is hard to keep track. But along with Iron Man, who has one of the larger parts, you have one of my personal favorites. I happen to like Robert Downey Jr. and the Iron Man character, but I'm also a big fan of Doctor Strange, who's played by a really wonderful actor, Benedict Cumberbatch, who many people know from a whole bunch of movies that he's done, and in particular his Sherlock Holmes series on television. There's also Thor, who's kind of a cutie, played by Chris Hemsworth. And the whole little gang of Guardians of the Galaxy, who are, again, ones that I enjoy watching. And Mark Ruffalo is Bruce Banner, who's the Hulk, who's interesting in this movie because he seems to have difficulty, I think the word is hulking out.
Okay.
So he ends up doing something different to help defend the universe. My new personal favorite is the young man who played Black Panther, or T'Challa, and his name is Chadwick Boseman. And they have the whole Black Panther gang there, his whole world is part of this, certainly the village plus. It sets the scene for one of the big battles in this. But to just give you a quick overview of what's going on in this movie, there is one really bad guy, and his name is Thanos, and he's huge. I mean, he's bigger than a regular person, so when regular people are near him, he just towers over them, and he has tremendous power, but his goal is to get even more power. So he needs to find the 6 Infinity Stones. He already has a couple of them, and he's looking for the other 4. And of course, often it is the Marvel superheroes who either have them or they know where they are. So the movie, which is, by the way, a good 2.5 hours long, if not longer, is Thanos, the really bad guy, and he has, I believe, 3 helpers, at least 2 of them whom seem to be his children, trying to locate these six stones. There is great action. There's something going on all the time, except for those moments which frankly I preferred, when the characters were talking to each other. There's a very humorous line running through the movie. There are several characters who interact with each other in a very humorous way. In particular, the Guardians of the Galaxy guys. Mm-hmm. One of whom is like a tree, and in the first Guardians of the Galaxy, he was a full grown tree, and then I think in the second one, I think he suffered a mishap in the first, and he was a kind of like a sprout, and he's a little tiny tree, and in this one, he's now a teenage tree, and he has an iPad that he's mm-hmm. always on his iPad. Anyway, so that's kind of funny. So they're quite humorous. The Thor in his being so terribly serious is also quite humorous. But when they're talking to each other and talking about the difficulties of trying to capture or get rid of Thanos, those frankly were the parts that I preferred. But if you are a big action kind of person and you really love the CGI special effects and battles galore, then definitely there's plenty of that in the 2.5 hours of the movie. One of my favorite parts of the movie was in the forge, where Thor has his hammer from. He either lost his hammer. Something happened to his hammer in a previous movie, so he's kind of hammerless. And without his hammer, he's far less powerful. So they go to the forge where the hammer is made and encounter Peter Dinklage, who is this may not be the right term, but a dwarf. He's mm-hmm. a little person, mm-hmm. Very well known from Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And he plays the person who kind of runs. He's like the person who runs the forge, and he's towers. He's huge. He's basically a giant. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of a giant dwarf. Anyway, and I just thought that's wonderful casting that they chose him to be that character. Everything is kind of enhanced with computer generated effects. So you really just kind of say, okay, well there's someone who looks a lot like Peter Dinklage and sounds like him, but it's really not him because this is a character who's about, mm-hmm. 20 feet tall. An interesting part of the movie is that Thanos goes from world to world, and apparently has been doing so for quite some time. He goes from world to world, and he kills off half the population and leaves the other half. Now, how he chooses is a little bit of a mystery. And it's not just, well, I really need to have all this power. He does it because he says, well, I leave the worlds much better off than they were when I arrived, because typically the worlds are in disrepair of one kind or another, and they're overpopulated. So he essentially says, I'm doing you guys a favor by taking care of half the population and leaving the other half to start anew.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, well, this is a new twist on the mm-hmm. bad guy. mm-hmm. So obviously I won't give you the ending, how it turns out, because that would be kind of spoiling it. Just suffice to say, it is very good of its kind. I think I'm already on record as saying I really don't much enjoy superhero movies where there's too many superheroes, because I think that the action gets too muddled, at least for me. And I like to kind of identify with or mm-hmm. empathize with, one mm-hmm. or two characters, not a cast of thousands, which is what there is here. Having said that, I'm certainly not going to tell you not to go see it. If you're a Marvel Universe person, or if you're a DC Comics Universe person, then definitely it will be up your alley. One thing that you should, well, and this is something that I I knew, but frankly, after the 2.5 hours of sitting there, I said, I know that there's going to be some teasers that come after the credits, but I couldn't sit through the credits because okay. I said I have to go home and mm-hmm. feed the dog and some other things. So my son, who saw it last mm-hmm. week, he said, well, why didn't you stay and watch the teasers that came after the credits? I said, because they were too long. However, what happens is that you always get something that's going to tell you a little bit about upcoming movies. Mm-hmm. And it seems that there is already another Infinity War Part 2, I guess, mm-hmm. coming probably a year from now. But in between, there will be two other Marvel movies.
Okay.
One of which features another of my favorite Marvel characters, Ant-Man. He didn't get into this movie, but apparently he's in one of these middle movies that are coming up between Infinity Wars 1 and mm-hmm. Infinity Wars 2. So for fans, there's all kinds of Marvel Universe movies and characters coming to a theater near you quite soon. Mm-hmm. So that's what's happening in terms of brand new movies, but I will talk a bit about what's happening as in addition to those movies. If you go to the website, I don't have any special in on this. You just go to the website. Everybody has access to this information. Just a little word, though. There's still that glitch in the website that when you first go on, it will give you what appears to be just a partial list of the movies that are playing. So the trick seems to be to go to the next date, in this case, like Tuesday, May 1st, and suddenly all of the movies appear. Mm-hmm. So don't be discouraged when you say, oh, I went online to find these movies and they only had a handful of movies. There are 16 theaters there. There's always lots of movies. So if you think that, oh, there's only a small number of movies, click on a different date on that same site and boom, you'll probably find all of the movies are there. So, of course, the Avengers movie is there. There is still, and this I was very happy about, the Isle of Dogs is still there. It's a little, again, it's misleading because it doesn't say English with French subtitles. It just says French. So if you look at that and say, oh, I think I'd like to go see an English movie, mm-hmm. this one is in English and it's subtitled in French. And okay. that's, it's always a little bit distracting, but it's mm-hmm. certainly, you certainly get, you know, you can certainly watch the movie in English mm-hmm. without feeling distracted. And let's see, the other ones that are there, the one with Amy Schumer, I Feel Pretty, is still there in French and English, and I guess we'll be there for a little while. The one that I saw a few weeks ago, again, a little surprisingly, is still there, and it's still in French and English, and it's called A Quiet Place, about... that's the horror film that mm-hmm. I mentioned. I think I mentioned it for a couple of weeks now. But really, that one actually is worth seeing, especially if you're a horror fan, but even if you're not, it's just an interesting film and very, very well done. So that would be a recommendation. Not so much I Feel Pretty, unless you're a big Amy Schumer fan. And absolutely Isle of Dogs. That's one of the best movies we've seen in a long time. And Black Panther is another one, but that has left. So we'll have a quick look at the Rotten Tomatoes to see what people are saying about the various movies. And the movie that Avengers: Infinity War did a huge opening box office.
Oh, great!
Something like $250 million.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Of course, you can look at it and say, my goodness, that's probably a drop in the bucket for the amount of money that this thing cost to mm-hmm. make, but that's a lot of money. So I think it has broken, it may have broken a record for opening weekend box office. And it's done okay with both critics and regular viewers like you and me. The critics, a little bit less. The tomato score they gave it was 84%. Mm-hmm. Whereas A Quiet Place was 95
when
it opened. So,
okay.
So it's not mm-hmm. quite up there. And the audience score did well with the audience. 93% mm-hmm. liked it. So it's a crowd pleaser, unless you're somebody who just says, I just cannot sit through that kind of movie. But I think for North American audiences in particular, it's a big hit. There is a movie that is coming shortly called Tully, and that's opening, you know, around mm-hmm. Certainly around North America and locally as well on May 4th. And that one they've done a little bit of I don't know how many people they've talked to, but so far the tomato ratings are excellent, 91%.
Oh, good.
So it looks like one that I would really like. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, there's, it looks like very few special effects, but good acting. Mm-hmm. Charlize Theron and a young Canadian actress is in that, and I think she plays Tully. And what I've seen of it looks like one that this looks like it was kind. It is kind of up my alley, so I will certainly make an attempt to see that one when it comes. And in terms of what's coming, I can tell you upcoming movies locally. And okay, Tully, that's opening on Friday. Mm-hmm. There's one called, there's another one opening on Friday with Joaquin Phoenix. Interesting young actor who always does, he takes very strange parts, and he seems like kind of a strange guy, but he's a really good actor. And this movie is called You Were Never Really Here. It's only an hour and a half. It's not a hugely, not a very long movie, mm-hmm. and probably very good quality. It probably is one that I would try and get to see when it opens up. So starting on Friday, on my list of movies that I would like to go and see, we have Tully, mm-hmm. and this movie with Joaquin Phoenix called You Were Never Really Here. I think it's considered a kind of a suspense mystery
okay.
movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, sounds like something that I would enjoy. That's kind of it for me. Just a reminder about don't wait too long to see a movie that looks like it's one that you'd like to see, because they come and go ordinarily pretty quickly. There's a few that have been around longer than one would have expected. Mm-hmm. But they frequently become... They may have shown initially in English and French, but within a few weeks, the English edition has disappeared, and it's the French version is what's left, which is okay if you're mm-hmm. okay with that. But most people, I think, like to see English language movies in the English language.
Right. The original.
The original. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that's it, I think, for me for this week. There's a few that I will definitely be making an effort to see this coming week. Tully, You Were Never Really Here. And the ones that, if you haven't already seen them, and you can't catch Black Panther in English locally because it's not around anymore, but that was really a highlight for me, and it was obviously a highlight for many critics and viewers because it was a 96%.
Okay.
And the parts of Infinity War Avengers that featured the Black Panther and his supporting players was, again, it was sort of kind of brought back that feeling that I got when I watched The Black Panther, which is that this is just such a superior movie of its kind. But Black Panther and his group have a smallish role in this very big, lavish movie. But worth seeing if you like big, lavish Marvel comic movies.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much. Anything else, Melanie?
I should always put in, I should remember to do this each time. Go to the theater, lay out $56, pick up 8 passes to go into the movies, which of course works out to $7 a movie. Mm-hmm. They never expire. You can use them one at a time, two at a time, eight at a time, whatever. I think the only less expensive way to get in there is if you're a student, and then it's $6 and some cents. But we always buy our passes, and then as we go to the movies, present a pass, and we're in. So it's a very economical way of going to see a big screen movie. And my final word, having to do with Avengers Infinity War locally, is that it is in their largest theater, which is number 12. And they have some big-ish theaters, and they have some very small, intimate theaters. This one is like the Olympic Stadium of theaters. It is huge, and the screen is gigantic. And this is how we saw Black Panther, and it's how we saw the Avengers movie. And I thought, if you're going to see that kind of a movie, try and see it on this this particular theater on this massive screen. There is one and only one showing in 3D, and it's in French.
Okay.
But there's enough happening. I mean, probably in 3D it would be kind of special. But frankly, in 2D it was also kind of big and splashy enough. But if you can do it, if you like 3D, if you don't mind watching the movie in French, then there is one showing in 3D, but in French.
Okay, good to know.
Good to know. Okay, so that's it for me for this week.
Okay, and La Maison de Cinéma in Sherbrooke, so if you get a chance, go out and catch a movie, and don't forget that deal, 8 movies for $56, I believe.
Yeah, okay. $7 a pop.
Good, well, thanks very much.
Okay, you're welcome.